Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
A couple of weeks ago, I would have said they have to get a number two starter. Not that such an animal is available, but I would have thought, yeah, that's what they needed right behind Crochet. But since Bayo and Giolito have come on, I don't know that you need a number two now. You can get the best available in the lower tier. And one guy I mentioned was Charlie Morton. And Charlie Morton is a guy who has ties with Alex Cora going back to the 2017 Astros. He also, after that horrible start, and he was kind of the poster child for the Orioles' bad beginning, 3.05 ERA in his last 59 innings. So he's kind of become Charlie Morton again. And the price for him wouldn't be the price as it would be for, I don't know, Merrill Kelly or somebody like that. So maybe that's one option, and it's just an option.
Feels like the DA show is what this feels like. Flashbacks.
Yeah, what do you got, a battle meter over
sure.
there?
It goes to 100. Better than the compete level, for sure.
Where are my Mario coins?
That's good. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like we bring that back.
This feels very DA-esque is what this feels.
Just a good track.
Good track. I agree.
Really good.
Good track. You were out one of these days, Keith, but when I did my top five rappers. Jay-Z on there? He's in there.
He's in top five?
Trying to remember off the top of my head.
Mintberry Crunch, number two. Who else do you have in there?
Yeah, top five Friday.
Yeah.
Me versus Hip Hop Arcand.
You guys did rappers.
Yeah, Jay-Z was on my list.
It's a good one.
I don't recall where. But yeah,
me and Lanny last week did top five 90s horror movies.
I saw this.
Then got Wiggy to call in and tell us which ones were right and wrong.
Oh, wait, Wiggy didn't call in when we did top five rappers.
I feel like you would have. I feel like you would have. You know,
I feel personally disrespected, honestly, if Wiggy's calling you, but not me.
Well, that's
true. I personal affront.
I remember, speaking of rappers, I believe when DMX sadly passed, I think Wiggy said he was like top five all time. And I was like, that seems high. But then again, your list is your list.
Well, maybe Wiggy just had an issue with your guy's list and he was like, Jones' perfect list. I think I had DMX.
Oh.
I think I had DMX one.
So maybe he did. Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss. For that.
Said,
I have no notes.
From afar. My hat's off to you,
true,
sir.
Because he always has to tell Keith that Seven and The Silence of the Lambs are not horror
he
movies.
He just disagrees not only on the ranking, but the genre that I put certain
I hated
movies
my
in.
List.
He didn't like your
he
list.
Hated-
yeah, mine wasn't slasher enough for him. It was too psychological for him.
Got it. Now, I do hear a lot of Wiggy yelling at Keith about movies, television shows.
You should have seen how fired up he was, though, because we told him what the topic was going to be during the break. And I was like, but Billy doesn't know my list and I don't know his, so I'm not going to tell you what's even on my list.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, and he's like going back and forth. He's like, well, you got to have Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm like, well, that was from 84, so it won't make the 90s list. He's like, all right, what about Chucky? I'm like, that was also from like 88. He's like, So then he ended up.
Fairness.
He circled back though, and he gave us some really good.
He
ones
did his later. Own research.
He did.
You're good.
He did.
That's an important thing
films
to do.
Are released.
You got to do your own research, Keith.
Yeah,
it's not just you don't just take everybody else's research.
That's true.
You do your own.
He did.
Okay. Well,
he
good
did.
For him.
Yep. The results are in.
All right. Before we were sidetracked there, you heard Ken Rosenthal with the Red Sox big trade deadline prize.
Yes.
Charlie Morton.
Wah, wah.
Who I didn't realize this, but Keith informed me is older than
us.
Each of us.
Yep.
Brag.
He grew up during the Eisenhower administration. So he's an older player. And also like, oh, they could get vintage Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton's been in the majors for, I think, 18 years.
Yep.
He was an all-star twice in back-to-back years. And really not a fringe all-star any of the other times. He has a career ERA over 4. His ERA this season is over 5.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
No, I'm not looking for Charlie Morton. Now,
Charlie Morton has pitched 18 years in the bigs.
That's a lot.
So even though we made fun of him for being older than us, I mean, it's a nice career.
It's very impressive.
18 years in the bigs, he's gotten Cy Young votes once, which I'm surprised he ever even got them. He finished third in the Cy Young in 2019.
Wasn't that a down year?
But he had back-to-back years where he was an all-star, including overlapping with Alex Cora in Houston. In 2017 and 2018.
You know how bad the year was, 2019, the year of our Lord, for the AL Cy Young?
Was it a Gerrit Cole year? It must have been a Gerrit Cole year.
So Cole finished second, Verlander finished first, so two studs.
Okay.
So also receiving votes that year, in addition to Charlie Morton.
Hang on. 2019.
8 total pitchers received votes, and you know 3 of them, Verlander, Cole, Morton. So 5 other guys.
Wait, Sale must have got votes, right?
No.
He didn't?
In 19, no.
Huh.
But one Red Sox did.
Oh?
Yeah, and a couple former Red Sox.
Okay.
One current Red Sox who wasn't with the Red Sox.
Oh, Evaldi?
No.
Who the hell got votes in 2019?
Eduardo Rodriguez. Eduardo Rodriguez got votes. Lucas Giolito got votes.
Oh, yeah. He was White Sox.
Year.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn.
Okay.
And Mike Minor. Oh, and Shane Bieber.
Lance Lynn was Jackie Bradley Jr.'s nightmare.
Or did he
like to hit off Lance
No,
Lynn?
He did not. Lance Lynn was tough.
Friend of the show, JBJ.
Lynn had a good year that year, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was
He must have faced Bradley a lot. A lot of Jackie Bradley at bats that year.
Maybe that'll help
the stats.
That was 2019.
No offense to friend of the show Jackie Bradley Jr., but that'll help the stats for
and
a pitcher.
We did have people text in. They were saying, "Oh, he was good, 5 years ago. Keith must love him." No. I have a cutoff. You got to be good post COVID. So if you're good in 21, I still believe in you.
Yeah.
Like Cooper Kupp.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
2019
out. Too old.
2020 depends.
Too long ago.
2020 it depends.
It's true.
Depends on
football.
Where it's
sure.
Yeah.
Baseball in front of nobody. No.
Yeah, not going to count that.
Can't have it. But no, Charlie Morton, as much as we're kind of clowning on him, if you said you added Joe Ryan or you added Nathan Eovaldi, I know he has back spasms, but if you add somebody like that and then also added Morton to sort of push Richard Fitz out of the rotation, then I'm okay with it. But I'm saying, like, if he's your big trade deadline acquisition, I don't know how anybody's going to get excited about it.
He's 41. Soon to be 42, 5-8, 5.58 ERA on a terrible Orioles team. He has a lifetime ERA over 4.08. I mean, that's respectable.
Yeah, he's not a bum. I just like this year. I don't want him.
But yeah, I don't even know if I want vintage Charlie Morton. Never mind whatever this version is of Charlie Morton. And you said this earlier, Keith. Charlie Morton, James Paxton, it might as well be the same thing. I mean that is my real takeaway from this. And if he's an add-on trade, a supplemental trade to a big move, fine, great move. But if he is your signature move, when Breslow's talking about quote-unquote impact arms, he's not that.
No.
And I'm as Brez pro as they come, Keith.
Yes, you are.
But if that's his move,
yeah,
then you're basically looking at the same deadline from a year ago, and that means somebody else is going to get Joe Ryan, or somebody else is going to get Edward Cabrera, Sandy Alcantara, Dylan Cease. Somebody else is going to get all these guys. The two names the Red Sox were scouting over the weekend. Diamondback starters Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. Those might be teams you're squaring off against in the AL race. And if your answer to that is Charlie Morton, that blows.
It's
not. Ken Rosenthal isn't the only person to bring up that name. You said Bradford brought it up last week.
Yeah, we were asking him, obviously, about Joe Ryan, who he talked to one-on-one during the All-Star break.
So that means that name is out there and connected to the Red Sox, maybe even from the Red Sox.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
They gotta go higher. Now, I know there's a little bit of a dance that all these GMs have to play. So the Twins right now can say, we're not trading Joe Ryan. Like, there's no way. Like, we're going to need your entire farm system. And the Red Sox can say, like, well, we're keeping our top guys. We like where we're at. Like, we don't even need to do that. It's like, well, 2 weeks from now, is there not a deal that can be done? And I also think overpaying a little bit, meaning, like, is the amount of prospects for this current Red Sox team, I don't think should stand in the way because of how young your major league roster is. So on a daily basis, you have Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, Seydon Rafaela, Willier Abreu, Carlos Narvaez. That's five guys that are 26 or younger. And Anthony and Meyer even way younger. But half your lineup is, and some of those guys are under contract, but I mean, that is a really young team. So it's not like you're punting on the password or was it Peyton Tolley or like your prospects and you have all like mid-30s guys you're just hanging and then it's going to be like fall off a cliff in a couple years. Like, no, your team is kind of set for the future. Throw in Brian Baio over the arms.
And again, like, what would you rather trade? An outfielder who's not even on the big league roster because they can't all play, right?
That's the thing you're running into now.
Right, exactly. You're trading. The idea is you're trading Duran because you can't fit everybody in the outfield. Well, your big prospect is an outfielder.
Right.
So I'd rather just trade him. I don't even know what he is. He's a prospect. I know what Duran is. He's not having a great year. He almost killed Yoshida over the weekend.
Well, yep.
Do
you think Yoshida being lower to the ground helped him
stay
on his feet?
I think that aided him, yes. Yeah, I think otherwise, he's getting his head taken off. But, Duran is still running into outs and making questionable plays in the field, and he's still not hitting. I at least know what he is in the big leagues. I don't know what the password is. Josh Stinkson. I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
And I would rather move the outfielder from the minor leagues who's not helping the big league team because he's never going to play up here anyway.
I know.
So, right.
I mean, they're still looking for spots for, like, Christian Campbell. Like, they have a pretty loaded farm system. But, first of all, not all those guys are going to be good major leaguers. And then, hypothetically, dream scenario, they are all good. You can't play them all. But right now, you have needs with the rotation. And we keep going back to Joe Ryan, but that guy also isn't going to – he's on a rental. He's not here, and then he's gone. Like, you're also trading young players that have a lot of, you know, team control for a guy who also has team control, but you already know he's a good major leaguer, and it's a position of need. So, I don't know. I mean, short of, like, something insane like Marcelo Meyer, like, I don't really know what the overpay would be. Like, if you're just looking at the minor league system, I think they could do it. And I know that a lot of times, it's a little short-sighted, like trading all these minor leagues just because you haven't seen them doesn't mean they're not going to be great. The team is set up with a lot of young guys already playing, and Joe Ryan would help tremendously.
True. It doesn't mean they won't be great. That's true.
They might be.
They probably won't, though. Most prospects don't pan out the way you expect. Some do.
The Sox have never been burned by it in the last 20 years, yeah. Right? Like, you can go back to Jeff Bagwell and whatever, but Hanley Ramirez was a really good player. Anthony Rizzo himself was a pretty good player. They've had some guys that ended up being, like, good players, but you always got a massive return, and chances are you won a World Series afterwards.
Right. Adrian Gonzalez, at the end of the day, who would I rather have? Maybe Rizzo over Gonzalez, yeah. But that was a real return.
And it made sense,
Hanley
too.
Hanley Ramirez, you won a World Series with the Beckett trade. Yeah. I don't lament losing Hanley Ramirez.
Trade, you won a World Series.
Yeah.
Even the David Price.
Good point.
Oh, no, David Price deciding. Craig Kimbrell trade was a big trade.
Now, the text line they tend to get out of pocket from time to
What's
time.
Happening
They're now?
Now
comparing Charlie Morton to Rich Hill.
Rich Hill is in the ballpark.
Rich Hill is already 45. Well, we wouldn't even, if we were all in high school at the same time, Rich Hill would already be in college when we were in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
We would have been in high school with Charlie Morton. He's older than us.
He would have been a grade ahead of us.
He would have been a grade up.
Yeah.
You know, we would have overlapped with Charlie. Yeah. We weren't going to overlap with Rich Hill.
We wouldn't be Rich Hill.
We wouldn't be in high school. He'd already be, right. You know, coming back
unless
to high school.
Like McConaughey from Days of Confused.
Yeah.
Unless he's Tripp.
Exactly. He would be that kind of guy. Yeah, okay.
Actually, wasn't Brizzle just at the David Robertson workout, and he's 40?
Yeah, Robertson signed, though, right?
Well, 40's the new 30.
Yeah. So did Rich Hill. I think he's in the minor leagues with Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
Although, if his bones hurt half as much as my bones, I don't know. I don't bounce back like I used to. Also, over the weekend, Jones, I had a little bit of a Yellow Jackets nest happening.
Oh, a little bit of one? Yeah.
Yeah. I got
sick brag, bro.
So, like, behind my, like, doorbell, the doorbell doesn't work, but there's still a doorbell there. There's a lot of activity. A lot of these yellow jackets.
Say that again. What doesn't work? The door or the doorbell doesn't?
Doorbell doesn't. The door still works.
Because of all the yellow jackets.
No, it's unrelated.
Okay.
It's been like this for a while.
Got it.
So then I'm out there with like a spray can.
Uh-huh.
One got on me and didn't leave. Look at this.
Wow!
This is from like 3 days ago.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Still giant red mark, and it hurts to the touch. Guys got in there.
But
good.
It looks, it at least looks like it doesn't, it's not like raised at all. Was
no,
it
was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was up there pretty good. This bastard got on there, and I tried smacking him off. He got me twice.
Nice.
I was like, oh!
Smacked him off. Nice.
I killed a lot of his brothers and sisters, but man, did it hurt.
Yeah.
Oh. You forget how much the stupid little beast thing hurts.
It was a Pyrrhic victory for the Yellow Jacket, but it was, and yet.
He got me good.
A victory, though.
No,
okay.
He got me.
So he's really got in there and
didn't let up.
No.
I don't know if that was a bite or a sting or both, but it, holy mackerel. It's not good.
I told you what my wife calls a yellow jacket.
What's that? Oh, yeah, you have.
Meat bee.
A meat bee. I got the meat bee stings.
It's taking chunks
all
out
over
you.
Me.
That's why
yeah.
they call them a meat bee, famously.
I don't know if I'm supposed to urinate on it or what, but something needs to give. I still feel it.
You need someone else's urine.
Well, yeah.
Your own urine, I think.
Will never work.
No, you'd be resistant to it. You need another individual's urine.
It's like taking up most of my forearm, this giant, like, red rash.
How do we make it? We're so far into almost 3 hours into the show. How did this not come up?
Well, I was trying to be a professional about it, but no, it's on my mind. Wow. I keep grabbing at it during the breaks.
Real red.
It's super red. It's irritated.
Yeah, yeah.
The skin is irritated throughout.
Wow.
Man. Every year, these guys come and set up shop somewhere new.
You're lucky you're so young. That would have killed Charlie Morton.
It would have killed him.
It would have taken him out.
If I was Macaulay Culkin from My Girl, out.
Yeah, that's true, for sure.
No, but they set up shop everywhere. We had
but for sure.
Oh, sure, that giant bee hive, remember? That was at my house.
Yeah, I remember,
We had the one last year. They were burrowing in, and they were getting into our bedroom. And then everyone would look up, and there'd be like two just like floating around. You're like, probably should get those. before they sting the kids.
Souvenir of the honeycomb from the colony that almost killed my husband.
Almost.
That was my wife.
Almost killed Keith. All right.
That's the day my wife called in.
Well, it's an interesting update. I was unaware of that.
Anyway, so I am playing a little hurt.
Yeah.
Right about now.
For sure.
Yeah. Just grinding through it.
It's not going to stop you. It's not going to stop. It almost did.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop Jones and Keith.
Yep.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there. And well, let's get to the Celtics, or at least an ex-Celtic. Marcus Smart is now a Laker?
What?
How do we feel about that? What's next?
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Get back to the Patriots at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock. We have some rankings. I like a good ranking.
Oh, who doesn't like rankings?
From ESPN. They came out with the top starting lineups in the NFL. Another way to measure
top
talent.
Starting lineups?
Yeah, top 22. Not all 22, top 22.
Top 22, I like it.
Where the Patriots slot in, we can get to
that.
Along with Stephon Diggs and his timeline for a return, something I was very wrong about. Sounds like he's trending towards week one. So we'll get to that coming up. Meanwhile, Marcus Smart is now a Laker.
What?
Keith, how do you feel about that?
Heck?
How do you feel about that?
It's strange for sure because they had the graphic already. You know how they do where they like Photoshop the jersey or they edit it to look like he's already in the jersey. So they're like, breaking news, Marcus Smart with the Lakers, and they got him in like the gold. And you're like, what? And then somebody had a great tweet before where they showed Rajon Rondo, little Isaiah Thomas, and Marcus Smart all in Laker uniforms. And you're like, what on earth is this?
I read a list of these. Avery Bradley was another
more.
One.
Yeah.
There's been a bunch that have gone over to the Lakers side of it.
It's weird. It is. I mean, it's not weird to see players play on another team. Like, if we watch Tom Brady play for another team, you can literally watch anybody play for another team. But, yeah, going to the Lakers. Like, there are certain teams where it's a lot.
What do you think of the fit?
I mean, I don't know what he has left in the tank. It seems like it's been a mess since he has left. He didn't even stay in Memphis. Then he goes to Washington.
Well, it was a mess while he was here, FYI.
Well,
yes,
fair.
But it's been a greater mess since he left, yeah.
I always liked him a little bit more than you did, but at the same time, they needed to move on from him. They did. They immediately got better when they moved on from him. Like, that's pretty telling. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's one of those guys that I guess can still defend. And, you know, what else is he going to bring to the table? I'm sure LeBron's going to love it when he's, like, missing threes and they're skipping it over to him and he's bricking threes. Very streaky shooter. So, I don't know how much he's going to really help them, to be honest. Like, the Lakers move to get DeAndre Ayton. You're like, oh, that's a pretty good move. Like, especially real cheap dollars. That's not bad.
I guess I was thinking about it as, like, Smart next to Luka, who can't defend. That, to me, makes sense, but LeBron or Luka kicking out to open shooters. That's a killer. So
I take great shots. I'm a great shooter.
Those guys create so many wide open looks.
Oh, man. Yeah. Actual sound bites from Marcus Smart if the Lakers are good. And that actually will be good. I hadn't even thought about that till I heard him.
Yeah, it'll be.
Those guys try to pass the ball. They don't want to pass the ball.
Is he going to.
Luka dribbles through 15
Luka's
guys.
Luka's going to be like, dude,
hey,
stop.
Sports Illustrated, if you're listening,
yeah.
Are you going to put Marcus Smart on the cover with LeBron and Luka, like you did with Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
I think
with
maybe
Smart,
not.
Smart in the middle?
I think not.
Are you going to do that? Is that what you're going to do with this Lakers team? I haven't even thought about that.
Don't believe so.
Are you surprised at all he didn't come back here? Because I am a little surprised he didn't want to run it back here and that Brad didn't want him back. I think I know your counterpoint to this, but maybe it's just a money thing. The Lakers could give it to him. The Celtics couldn't. I'm surprised this reunion didn't happen. I was fearful when I read the tweet as the Wizards buy out Marcus Smart. I'm like, crap, he's coming back here. And then the next line of the tweet was, and he's signing with the Lakers, something like that. But I thought the second he got bought out, he was due back. I thought he would be back here.
Yeah, I feel like if it was the big man version of Marcus Smart, maybe he would be. Maybe they'd reunite. But they're probably looking
He could guard bigs, Keith. He could guard one through five.
He'll guard you one
he
through five.
He could switch off on anything.
No, like a Sean Marion.
Yeah, did you ever see him matched up on somebody? He'd guard Embiid.
I have.
He would guard
Giannis.
Porzingis.
Yeah.
He'd take those guys out.
Oh, sure he would.
He'd erase them.
He'd back you right down, too. Yeah. He's no problem.
So don't give me the positional thing. He'd guard one through five.
That's a good point. Yeah. No, but I just feel like on the floor, that's all you have right now is guys that are ones and twos and, you know, some small four. You don't have anything much bigger than that. So I think it's for the best. You know, I think it's, you know, let him live out his days. It doesn't mean it's not weird seeing him in a Lakers uniform. That's going to be very strange, but it's also just the nature of the NBA and really all professional sports at this point.
Let me give you one more from Mark Stein.
This I don't get.
The Stein line.
Sure.
Substack. You read any Substacks over there?
It's Mutstack.
Is a Substack?
I think that's a Substack.
Mutstack is a Substack?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I think.
Why then I read a Substack every Friday?
It's got Stack in the name. I assume it is.
Shout out Mutt.
Yeah.
League sources say the Suns have also had some recent dialogue with former All-Star Ben Simmons.
What?
Who I'm told has also drawn interest in free agency from the Celtics, the Knicks, and the Kings.
No, he's not.
Ben, what do you mean?
Ben Simmons is not getting interest from any of these teams.
That's what the Steinline Substack
said. I mean, all due respect to the Steinline.
It's at least the top two Substack, as far as I'm concerned.
If you were like, Joe Mazzulla could have, he could rank the players he wants from 1 to 1,000. Uh-huh. Ben Simmons would be 1,000.
Don't you feel like Mazzulla loves Smart, though?
No, Ben Simmons.
No, but I'm saying, Marcus Smart also couldn't shoot.
I don't think Mazzulla likes Smart.
You don't think so?
No, not really.
I think he didn't like being upstaged by Marcus Smart. Like, when Marcus Smart was like, hey, man, get out of here, I'm going to draw plays on the clipboard.
All right.
But I bet he loved, like, the tenacity and all that stupid-ass stuff.
No, maybe. But Marcus Smart, you don't have to ask him to shoot. Joe Mazzulla's thing is you need to shoot the open shots.
Yeah, he doesn't really care
about
this.
You have to take them.
Good point.
Ben Simmons, you need to take them. Ben Simmons will be wide open. He's like, that's the greatest shot in basketball is the open corner three. Why did you dribble it twice and then pass it to the other side?
Good point.
He would lose his mind.
Good point.
He would love the defense of Ben Simmons, but none of it else.
Yeah.
The best line ever, I think it was PFD commenter from Pardon My Take, said Ben Simmons would be the greatest basketball player of all time if there was no ball. If it was just like playing defense,
yeah,
and like running around, like 6'10", like, yeah, the whole thing, like, if he the ball is what screws him.
Although, he throws a mean bounce pass, Keith.
Yeah,
that guy will give you a nice crisp bounce pass.
Yeah. All right, so maybe he meant no hoop. Maybe I messed up the line.
Yeah, no
basically
hoop.
No hoop. If there's no hoop,
that
do everything else.
Yeah, if there are no hoops,
he's awesome.
It's a crush.
Looks like $1 billion.
So, this is discouraging. It's like, I was already discouraged by the Lillard interest, which you said this off the air to me. I'm sure you guys talked about this last week, but like, what a loser move all the way around by the Blazers, by him.
Yeah, it's just sort of like,
but I'm happy he's not here. I didn't even like that they were slumming it with Lillard, who was going to miss this year. Never mind the Ben Simmonses of the world.
No. Yeah, I don't need Ben Simmons. Damian Lillard probably is the right move to not have him back, or you're better off. I don't need Marcus Smart. Now, the one thing I don't want, some of the rumors were popping up over the weekend, too, is like, are they going to trade Simons? Like, is Simons going to be long for here? I want Simons, but I'm not, like, buying the jersey yet.
Simons greater than Simmons.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Simons over Simmons.
Simons always over Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I hadn't seen those. Those are back in the news.
Yeah. Just like, oh, could they deal Simons? And you're like, eh.
Boy.
They could. I hope they don't.
I was out of the country, brag. I missed some good dirt there.
Yeah.
Okay. 617-779-7937. You want to jump in on the Celtics? You can. We'll get back to the Patriots. Another list. More of the same takeaways, plus Stephon Diggs and his timeline for a return. Very, very promising. That's next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI.